Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. We are discussing the top trends in finance and accounting for 2025. Another opportunity to look ahead and see what's shaping our profession, helping you guys make the best possible career choices, helping all the senior leaders out there make the best possible choices for their finance function. As usual, my name is Anders Leo Lindberg, and I will be your host. Today's topic is AI-driven strategic finance, one of the five top trends for next year. Let's dig into this. So let's talk about the rise of AI-driven strategic finance. In the dynamic world of finance and accounting, 2025 marks a pivotal year in the evolution of technology's role in decision-making. Artificial intelligence, AI, we all know it, once limited to automation and basic analytics, is now transforming into a strategic advisor for finance teams. This shift promises greater efficiency, but also fundamental change in how businesses approach decision-making, scenario planning, and risk management. Today's show explores how AI redefines finance, delving into its strategic applications, the challenges ahead, and why embracing this trend is critical for future-ready organizations. It's part of our latest series where we explore the top trends in finance and accounting for 2025. Maybe you were here last week, we had Victor Mandela on the show to share his thoughts on where we're going. All right, so let's talk about AI's journey in finance and accounting, from automation to strategy. Traditionally, AI in finance was celebrating for automating repetitive, time-consuming tasks. Accounts payable, invoice matching, and payroll processing were some of the low-hanging fruits. AI-powered tools streamlined processes, reducing human error on the way, freeing up time for finance teams to focus on more value-adding activities. But I've been saying this for a while. AI shouldn't just make us cheaper. AI should make us better, should enable us to do things that we are maybe not even doing today, but at least enable us to do the things that we don't have time for or don't do well today much, much better. That's why 2025 signals a new era. AI is no longer a tool only for efficiency. It's becoming a core component of strategic finance functions. Here are some examples. Scenario planning. Advanced AI systems can process massive data sets and predict potential business outcomes with unparalleled accuracy. Just this week, I've talked to two companies here in Denmark about their budgeting, forecasting, and planning process and how AI should help them reshape that. And this allows finance teams to run complex what-if analyses in seconds, helping companies prepare for future scenarios. Risk management. AI's ability to identify patterns and anomalies enables proactive risk identification, from detecting potential fraud to assessing geopolitical risks. AI provides a more comprehensive view of an organization's exposure. And then, of course, there's decision-making support. For all you business finance professionals out there, this is your daily work. AI-driven insights go beyond crunching numbers. They provide actionable recommendations, whether optimizing capital allocation or identifying market expansion opportunities. AI serves as a trusted partner in management and boardroom discussions. In short, 2025 will see that AI will not only continue to make finance and accounting run more efficiently, but also enhance our capabilities to deliver much more value to the business. And with that, we have the first question of the day. How have you experienced AI's journey in the finance function? And then we have Mohib asking a question. He says, what are some challenges of implementing AI in finance? Luckily, we'll get to that as part of today's show as well. So hang on for a little bit, Mohib, and we'll get to your question. And Ellen says she has been analyzing statistical data, I assume using AI. And that's perfect. There's been this, I guess we can call it a meme out there, where it was basically the same equation that was shown on a piece of paper. And then it basically said, I think it said 2009 and 2019. And in 2009, we just called it statistics. In 2019, we called it machine learning. So that's basically how these things work. And AI, that's machine learning too. I think that's a great example. So strategic use cases of AI in finance. Let's talk about practicalities here. What can we actually use it for? So the rise of AI-driven strategic finance is more than a buzzword. It's being implemented across industries in a transformative way. Let's explore some of these high-impact use cases. Enhanced financial forecasting. This is the one that you must all do. If you select one thing in terms of enhancing your capabilities, do this one. Use it for forecasting. So forecasting has always been a cornerstone of finance. However, traditional forecasting relies heavily on historical data and manual input, which of course can limit the accuracy. AI-powered models use machine learning to incorporate real-time data, macroeconomic trends, and external factors. This results in forecasts that are not only accurate, but also adaptive to changing market conditions. And of course, when you do these forecasting models, you always have competing or complementary algorithms running. And one of them is on historical data. And if you want to use historical data to forecast the future, you should at least have double the amount of data points in the past compared to what you want to forecast. Just a little heads up there. So an example could be a real-time retail company that uses AI to integrate supply chain data, consumer sentiment from social media, and weather forecasts. This holistic view enables more precise sales predictions, ensuring optimal inventory levels and reduced waste. That's a lot of money. Another one, real-time decision support. AI tools provide financial professionals with real-time insights that were previously inaccessible. By analyzing live data streams, AI can identify opportunities or threats as they emerge, empowering CFOs and finance leaders to act quickly, right? You don't have to wait until month end and you've analyzed the numbers. Act right away. Or maybe establish parameters or what I call confidence intervals, where you're comfortable for reality to move within. As soon as your real-time data shows out of confidence interval, you got to talk to someone, you got to act, because reality is not what you expected anymore. An example here is a multinational corporation that integrates AI into its treasury function. The system monitors global currency fluctuations and suggests the best times to execute foreign exchange transactions, thereby minimizing cost and maybe even getting the best rates. Three is advanced risk analytics. Risk management is a strategic imperative, especially in volatile markets. AI enhances traditional risk models by analyzing diverse data sets, from economic indicators to industry-specific trends, and detecting potential disruptions before they escalate. Probably nice to know as well. Not sure how it could have helped, for instance, during COVID, but I'm sure it could have made you even more decision-ready than most companies. An example could be a manufacturing company that employs AI to monitor geopolitical risks in countries where suppliers operate. The system provides early warnings about potential supply chain disruptions, allowing the company to mitigate risks proactively. This could, for instance, be flooding. Unfortunately, of course, we see flooding more and more in countries around the world. And of course, if your supplier is suddenly being flooded, while that's a horrible thing in itself, you also need to know as a company as soon as possible so that you can activate your contingency plans. Final example, strategic cost management. AI identifies inefficiencies and provides actionable recommendations for cost optimization. AI-driven tools enable more intelligent budget allocation and operational improvements by analyzing spending patterns and benchmarking industry standards. An example could be a SaaS company leveraging AI to analyze subscription renewal rates, customer acquisition cost, and customer lifetime value. The insights guide the finance team in reallocating resources to the most profitable customer segments. This is not an exercise of out of the possible. These are real cases of companies using AI today to make better decisions and create more value. Now, before we spoke about you, but another question for you. How's your organization, finance ideally, but could be outside of finance as well, leveraging AI in finance? Let's share some examples. Share your real use cases. I'm sure we're all eager to learn from them. There's a question here, it says from Ricardo, what do you think about all the advancements that are emerging and those that could come out and how it will affect the modernization of ERPs for decision making? Additionally, AI is creating a gap in relation to the analysis of financial information coupled with automation that will change the environment. Okay, so I loaded the question here, but I'll try to, let's say, depack it as good as possible. AI is coming to your ERP system. If it's not already there, it's coming in the form of a co-pilot or AI assistant, call it what you want. So you can query your entire ERP system using this co-pilot. So you can query for insights, you can start tasks, you can get drafts for emails you want to send, you name it. This is extremely powerful, right? Imagine having something that in seconds can cut across your entire ERP system. Really powerful. But I think the second part of the question is that if AI does all the analysis and calculations and basically pops the insight up on the screen, how will we be able to interpret it? Challenging task for sure, and great question. Now, we should never get so far away from the numbers and the data and the algorithms that we have no clue of what's going on. The worst thing that can happen is that it becomes a black box, right? So you need to understand what are the principles behind, for instance, the forecasted number. You may know it's the most accurate view of the future, but if you don't know because of what, how can you make the right actions? So I think the simple answer is don't get too far away from these things. Understand how they work so that you understand how the numbers are derived, so you can explain them and you can act on them. But Christian. And then we also have Gerald here saying, for cost management, I believe AI could be leveraged to support manufacturing accounts 100%. I think basically, if you follow our Finance 2035 series, we essentially set out the vision for finance 10 years from now to say, think AI first to realize the people potential of your finance function. That means any process you perform today or in the future, think about how AI can solve it, embed AI, and ideally let AI do as much of the work as possible, while of course understanding how it or why it does what it does. I also have Mahip here asking, how can AI handle seasonality in financial forecasting? If assuming that the seasonality is similar year over year for your business, using 2 years of historical data to forecast 1 year into the future, you capture the seasonality through that data inclusion. So that's why historical data can be very helpful to catch these seasonal patterns. Now, it won't catch a black swan event like the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course not. And of course, you may need to make adjustments to the historical data once you get on the other side of it, because you can't have this distorting your data sample size. So it's not always that easy, but include historical data to capture the seasonality. It's a great question as well. Keep all the questions flowing in. Let us know where you're tuning in from. You guys and girls are what makes this show special, not just me standing here talking. All right. What are some benefits of AI-driven strategic finance if it wasn't already obvious? Let's explore some of these. The adoption of AI in strategic finance brings a host of advantages, like speed and efficiency. Sure, AI processes data faster than any human team, enabling quicker decision-making without compromising the accuracy. Scalability. AI tools can handle increasingly complex data, making them ideal for growing businesses with expanding data ecosystems. Enhanced insights, 100%. So by uncovering these hidden patterns and correlations, AI helps finance teams make more informed decisions. And finally, proactive risk mitigation. AI's predictive capabilities allow organizations to prepare for potential challenges rather than react to them. Wouldn't that be nice? I think it would. The list goes on, but the benefits are easy to understand and how they are more realistic than ever. Of course, we shouldn't neglect the challenges of using AI for strategic finance either. So to Mahip's question, let's talk about some of those. So while the benefits are clear, the journey to an AI-driven strategic finance is not without hurdles. Organizations must address these challenges to unlock AI's full potential. Data quality and integration. This is paramount. I was at Microsoft's offices in Denmark a few weeks back, speaking to a potential client. And we all thought about AI and how it can all make a difference. But we got back to the two decade old challenge of master data management and managing data in general. If you don't have good data, forget about leveraging the benefits of AI. Because AI is only as good as the data it analyzes. Many organizations struggle with fragmented or incomplete data sets, hindering AI's effectiveness. Ensuring high quality integrated data is critical for success. So if you haven't solved the data challenges yet, do it. This should be your first and foremost priority for 2025. Otherwise, we'll fall behind on AI. Number two is skill gaps. AI adoption requires a workforce skilled in data analytics, machine learning, and AI technologies. I'm not saying you should all become techies, but you should at least be technos, knowing how all this works. Yet many finance teams lack the technical expertise to implement and manage these tools effectively. Of course, you can always call on the consultants to help out, but you still need some sort of technical acumen to understand where the numbers come from. Third is change management. So shifting from traditional finance practices to an AI-driven approach can be disruptive. Organizations must invest in change management to help teams embrace new ways of working. It's back to my old saying, at the end of any change you want to make, there's a human being doing something differently. And if you don't help these humans, you're the human. What to do differently? You're going to fail. Finally, ethical and regulatory concerns. AI's reliance on algorithms raises questions about transparency and accountability, and perhaps even back to Ricardo's question. Additionally, regulatory compliance remains a significant challenge, especially in industries with stringent financial reporting requirements. These challenges are addressable and not uncommon when implementing new tools, processes, or working methods. Yet companies often fail to address them and then miss out on a substantial part of the benefits a new approach brings. Hence, before getting excited about AI-driven strategic finance, I'd encourage you to consider how you're progressing in solving the challenges as well. How are you progressing? And question for you, what concerns would you have in using AI for strategic finance? Gerald says, I couldn't agree more. Change management is so critical here to support the mindset change. Excellent points. Unfortunately, I would say it's something that is typically underinvested in, right? If you have a big transformation project, you might have a few typically communication people working a bit with some change communication. And while change communication is a subset of change management, it's far from sufficient. Don't forget about these humans that need to do something differently. If you do, you will reap the full benefits. So thanks for adding that there, Gerald. And keep adding your thoughts, your comments. And if you have answers for me on the question here on the screen, what concerns you have in using AI for strategic finance, how to prepare for AI-driven strategic finance. Organizations looking to stay ahead, preparation is key. Here's how to get started. Invest in technology. So adopt AI tools that align with your strategic goals. Focus on platforms with robust data integration and analytical capabilities. Ideally, cloud tools, because they adopt much faster in a fastly changing AI field. Upskill your workforce, finance teams training of AI technologies, and data-driven decision-making. This will not only boost adoption, but also maximize the value of AI investment. Then it's about fostering a data-driven culture. I think we've been saying this for ages as well, but it's true. Encourage collaboration between finance and IT teams to ensure seamless data integration and management. Then start small. Don't really get into a big Star Wars project, as we sometimes call it. Begin with a pilot project in specific areas, especially like forecasting or cost management, before you scale AI solutions across the organization. Get those early wins, showcase that it can work, and you are much more likely to actually make it a success. And finally, prioritize ethics. Develop clear guidelines for the ethical use of AI in decision-making, ensuring transparency and fairness. Don't let the AI decide for you. Use the insights to guide your decision-making, but make the decisions yourself. Okay, we're coming towards the end here, so let's look ahead. What does this mean for the future of finance? The rise of AI-driven strategic finance is not just a trend. It's a glimpse into the future. As AI continues to evolve, its role in finance will expand, unlocking new possibilities for growth, innovation, and resilience. In 2025 and beyond, most successful organizations will embrace AI as a strategic partner, not just an efficiency partner. Using its insights, derive smarter decisions, mitigate risks, and create lasting value. For finance professionals, you guys out there, the time to act is now. By adopting AI strategically, you can position your organization and your career for success in a rapidly changing world. So, thoughts, perspectives, comments on AI-driven strategic finance? We have Ellen saying, unlike traditional finance analysts, you cannot use AI to massage incomplete or inaccurate data. Great point, right? You can maybe use AI to find the holes in your data, but then you need to fix it, and then you can use AI to do the analysis. But using AI to analyze broken data, really bad idea. Then we also have Steven here. Steven was, it's always a good, nice appearance on the show. Of course, now it's not audio anymore, so we can't get Steven to the stage, but great to get some comments as well. He says, with transformation design thinking can really help. Creating something customers value means both happier customers and more motivated and appreciated employees executing the change. Absolutely. Any change you want to do, yes, there's a human doing something differently, but it should also be aligned with the needs of either the external customer or your internal stakeholders. If you use AI on something that no one has a need for, it's a waste of time and money. So thanks a lot for getting that in there, Stephen. And then we have Gerald again saying, what are some of the top AI tools you recommend for finance professionals? Extremely loaded question. And since I do work with various tech companies, I will refrain from promoting or, so to speak, speaking nicely or poorly about specific tools. But I could encourage you to go and explore the market a bit yourself there. Feel free to send a message as well, Jerry, if you have specific issues that you're looking to solve. So I think that kind of brings us to the end. Next week, we'll continue to talk about trends in finance and accounting for 2025, talking about the circular economy and what that means for finance professionals. And I'll have a guest for you as well. And so again, it's not just me here talking. I also have a guest for the 2 weeks ahead. So nice to get some guests on the show talking about these trends as well. As usual, you can catch me on LinkedIn, either in the feed or send me a message. Always happy to discuss with you. So thanks a lot for tuning in today and hope to see you again next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.